This goes to Jessica Mowbray, M like Mary, O W B R A Y P A C. Fax 989-629-8145. Regarding Louise, Louise Castillo, Castillo. Date of birth 5/5/1960. Dear Miss Mowbray, this is a consultation for Mrs. Castillo, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels since January of 2022. She's feeling very well. She has no symptoms or complaints currently. She's wondering why she needed to see a kidney specialist. And she does have a long history of type 2 diabetes, and she sees Dr. Akkad for anemia and IgG lambda monoclonal gammopathy. She's never had a bone marrow biopsy, but he does follow her and checks labs every 6 months at this point. She also had rectal cancer that required surgical removal without colectomy. No colostomy was required at that time. And chemotherapy and radiation was recommended following the procedure, but she declined. She felt that the cancer was completely taken with surgery. And so instead, she's been getting CAT scans of the abdomen and pelvis for every 6 months since the surgery was performed. And so far, everything has been negative for recurrence of the adenocarcinoma. She currently feels well, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. She does complain of urinary urge incontinence, though, and does wear protective undergarments. And that's been going on for 2 or 3 years, she reports. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes for several years. Hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, hypertension, anemia of chronic disease, the IgG lambda monoclonal gammopathy, colon polyps, rectal carcinoma found in 2021, which was adenocarcinoma, obstructive sleep apnea, and degenerative arthritis. Past surgical history, she's had multiple colonoscopies, then surgical removal of the rectal tumor. She's had varicose vein surgeries, a right cataract removal, a right total knee replacement, bilateral wrist surgery, and cystoscopy as a child for urinary incontinence, not bedwetting, but difficulty getting to the bathroom and then urinating on herself up until she was a teen, she reports. Social history, she does not smoke cigarettes, although she has occasionally used the vaping method to consume nicotine. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow and she's retired. Family history is significant for arthritis, diabetes, stroke, hyperlipidemia, and glaucoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, she's on Lipitor 80 milligram daily, vitamin B12 tablets daily, Jardiance 25 milligram daily, and that's new, Zetia 10 milligram daily, iron, ferrous sulfate is 325 milligram daily, Flonase nasal spray, one spray to each nostril daily, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram daily, Lantus insulin, it's 45 units in the morning and 50 units at night, Synthroid, 75 microgram daily. A lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. That is not new. Metformin is 1,000 milligram twice a day. And Humalog regular insulin, 6 units usually with each meal, also more per sliding scale. physical exam. Height is 5'6", weight 231 pounds, pulse 68, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 62. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. There's a small amount of cerumen on the canal walls bilaterally, but it does not obstruct the tympanic membranes. Pharynx is clear, difficult to visualize the uvula due to a very prominent high tongue. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. No lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites, no peripheral edema, no ulcerations or lesions. And sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 3/11 of 2025. Creatinine is 1.2, estimated GFR 51. 10/8/24, creatinine 1.19, GFR 51. 3/25/24, creatinine 1.23, GFR 49. 12/5/23, creatinine 1.23, GFR 49. And 1/11/22, creatinine 1.2, GFR 46. Back to 3/11/25, her hemoglobin is 11.1 with the normal white count, normal platelets, creatinine 1.2, calcium is 9.8, sodium 136, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 26, albumin 4.3. Liver enzymes are normal. The IgM level is less than 25. Kappa free light chains elevated 3.6. Normal lambda chains. The vitamin B12 level is greater than 1,000. Hemoglobin A1C is 7.3 and the CEA level 1.2. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, which has been present now for the last 3 years and stable, which is in her favor. She should continue getting her CT scans without contrast every 6 months to scan for recurrence of the rectal cancer. We will ask her to get labs for us every 3 to 6 months. She should follow a low-salt diabetic diet and avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.